cliffcentral.com. Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab show, and thank you for tuning in again. My name is Liz Ogumbo Regis Ford, your host. And on today's show, we're going to be talking something very, very crucial, imperative for our businesses. This is social commerce. Now, before we move in too deep, just for those of you who are not familiar with this subject matter, social commerce is a subset of electronic commerce that involves social media, online media, that also supports social interaction and user contributions towards assist online buying and selling of products and services. For those of you who might be familiar with this term, it's the use of social networks in the context of e-commerce transactions. Now, according to Leo San from his article on thebusinessdictionary.com, small business owners should remain aware of the current business trends in the market in order to stay ahead of the curve and be ready to address rapidly changing demand. I believe in that as well. If your business fails to monitor current small business trends, then obviously your company will be tied to obsolete ways, while your rivals like Morag and like our special guests today prosper from more modern and efficient ways of doing business. We don't want to be in business just to survive, as I hope we all know, but obviously we want to excel tremendously. And therefore, here are my top three business trends for fashion businesses to monitor before we move on to the real juicy part of this show. Now, the first trend, I think, would be social network. And while a lot of businesses, including myself, are caught up in our websites, social networks like Facebook, Twitter have steadily replaced and dedicated company domains with viral marketing initiatives. Now, Facebook has sprinkled its like button and Facebook Connect buttons all over the internet with an attempt to become the ultimate portal website. And I think I would say successor to Google's throne. Then you have Twitter, who's also made information sharing instant and accessible over multiple platforms. The soaring popularity of smartphones and tablets has definitely made Facebook the first stop of many mobile users and small businesses, and will obviously increase, or already is increasing, their presence through different promotions and viral initiatives on the site. Then my second trend that we can look out for, or we can try to also adapt to our businesses, is e-commerce. Now, especially for fashion, simply owning a website doesn't mean your company has now tapped the true potential of e-commerce. Companies in places like the US have realized, you know, that traditional brick and mortar is costly. And I think that that's not just in the U.S. You know, you look around and you realize that online is the new way. And people are not going anywhere. When I have a conversation with some of my business friends, we agree that, you know, you just have to make your online presence visible and sharper in the best way possible and keep up as you go. So obviously, I think for those of you who are still thinking about it, I think we need to get on it. The third trend, which is my top three, the third of my top three today, is apps. Or I think I would also add on to mobile advertising. Now, as the mobile internet grows, smartphones, tablets have become increasingly reliant on mobile app developers for content. I mean, you've got the Apple's App Store, you've got the Google's Android Market mobile apps, and these are the new one-stop shop for mobile heads. You don't want to be stuck trying to optimize a website for desktops and laptops on tiny little smartphone screens. So I think because of that, I'm also having these meetings around building my own app to kind of really just push myself. And I'm actually having these conversations with our guest who's in studio today, because at the end of the day, I always say, you know, if you don't get on this morning train, evening train might not be passing by. Let's do things right and keep up, or let's just go home, seriously. Now, on today's show, we are joined by Morag Stein, who will be engaging us throughout the show and later glamming up the show with her glam up for a dose of makeup and beauty tips. Welcome to the show, Morag.
Thank you, Liz.
And what are you wearing, and what is inspiring the look today?
Well, I think you've just given my secret away today for the didn't really feel like getting dressed very fancy today mode.com. But today I'm just wearing a really simple knitted sweater with a nice black tights and a nice little ankle boot, keeping it simple, my hair slicked back out of my face, and yeah, I feel good today.
Nice. And the reds are the lips are very red. She convinced me to actually throw that on the way here. So kind of mixed it up with some pink because she's very bright today. But welcome to the show. I'm also joined by our New York contributor, Edgy Benson, with his Echoes from New York. Edgy runs NU New York, which is a fashion services company based in New York, offering manufacturing, concept development, patent development, private label development, and sourcing services to fashion designers across the globe, including myself. Welcome to the show, Edgy.
Thank you, Liz.
And
everyone.
Everyone's fine. I think they just want to know what you're wearing before we move on. And what's inspiring the look, and be creative as you can.
Well, it's fall, it's cold, so I'm wearing a jacket, a fall jacket, and skinny jeans, as usual.
Well, you know what? We love you anyway, so we'll let you slide on that. Now, for those of the rest of our listeners who are tuned in, just a quick reminder for you. I've got my favorite segment at the end of the show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your whos and your whys. We call that our red glass of wine. That's when we unwind after this serious conversations. If you're tuning in for the first time and you have input around businesses behind fashion in Africa, or you would love to join us on the show, please email us at info@fashionlabafrica.com. And also, obviously, because we are talking social commerce, we're actually on social media, not doing too bad. We are trying to keep up, and I'm sure we'll be getting there. So keep your tweets coming. We're on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. Share with us your thoughts or your sentiments around this very compelling topic, social commerce. Now, today's show, we are joined by our special guests from an online platform providing luxury products, which includes a skincare range, hair extensions, accessories, makeup, different expressions of art revealed through South African creatives. Now, they also stock men's and women's clothing, footwear, combined contemporary streetwear, cutting-edge sophistication with one-of-a-kind, sublimely crafted products. FYI, online vloggers and bloggers add a fresh new spin on marketing brands, products, and services by giving an end-user experience. Now, this platform is quickly becoming a platform for young talent in South Africa. It's currently featured by some of the trendiest bloggers in South Africa, already having a total outreach to more than 40 million people worldwide in just 6 months. This is very cool. Allow me to welcome the founder of FYI Online, Christopher Augustine. Augustine?
Augustine.
Christopher Augustine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so
much. And you look very suave. So before we go on, what are you wearing and what's inspiring the look?
Oh, I'm afraid to say skinny jeans now. But rep skinny jeans, just a normal shirt from Zara. A Versace belt. You just got to keep... I like labels.
And the jacket?
This jacket is from... It's from Mark Ems.
It's beautiful.
It's just a nice, slick look.
I tell you. Edgy, you've got competition. We're taking a picture and we're sending you.
But informal, you know.
It's beautiful. I love the fact that you can throw skinny jeans and with that casual shirt and then just kind of like zhuzh it up with this beautiful satin. I mean, who does that at like 2? What time?
I know. And I want that shirt. I think we're going to have to do swappies.
It's beautiful. Edgy, just be careful, I tell you, you know. You're not the only one wearing skinny jeans and working it. But I want to welcome you to the show, Chris. Thank you for joining us today. We're also joined by COO and Creative Director, Shivari Singh.
Hello, everyone.
Who's also looking quite nice and bright. I don't know, Edgy, if you saw one of our tweets, just to see who we are talking to and how they look. But welcome to the show, Shivari.
Thank you so much.
And what are you wearing? What's inspiring that look?
I don't know if anything really inspires the look. I just love the color, the coral color. And I like light cotton because it's kind of hot today.
But what made you wear the dress? I mean, you could have worn the blue one with pink dots.
Christopher and I have sleigh day. So today was sleigh day. So we had to put on our best outfits for today.
Okay. So that's what's... Okay, cool. Well, we'll accept you as you are. it's simple. It's bold. It's easy. It's
and
nice.
And Liz, what are you wearing today?
Oh, thank you. Someone asked me what I'm wearing when I decided to dress down. Today I'm wearing one of my old ripped jeans and some of this little nice denim cowboy boots. which I don't normally, everyone knows I'm in the smallest, in the highest stilettos, and the skinniest and the highest stilettos normally. And I'm just wearing like a peep shoulder sort of little top because it's a bit cool today. Mm. Should I use cold or cool? Let's just stay cool. But yeah, I'm also feeling very easy. And I just felt like, you know, I want to just...
I love your boots.
I just want to become... Not that I'm never comfortable. I just want it to be just laid back. Anyway, you know what? we can talk about what we're wearing all day, but there's an agenda for this conversation today. So, Chris, I want to just go straight into the work that you're doing. I mean, I want to talk about, first of all, the value of social commerce to fashion brands, especially within the continent. But before we go on that, I want to just give us a bit of a background about why you're doing what you're doing with FYI Online. I believe that you obviously, your success as FYI Online success gives us, you know, makes social media a core part of sort of your growth or your journey,
yeah.
Which is still a very short journey because 40 million.
It's a lot, eh?
In 6 months. Let's talk about, okay, so let's first talk about the demand from your offering and what value you're adding to the market through this platform.
Basically, what's different about FYI Online is we are authentic and nothing is faltered, we are raw. So something that I love by is like FUBU's brand conscious, which they say, for us, by us. So I make sure that everything that is on FYI is authentic and making sure that if you see something on FYI, you'll be able to relate to it. So instead of selling a product, we're selling a story. And I think that's what resonates with people. It touches their soul. And when they go into FYI Online, there's something for everyone. And the question that you asked me, like, why did I start it? Walking in Maboneng and seeing one of the most phenomenal fashion designers, and I said, dude, is your stuff online? Is it on Facebook? Is there anywhere that I can research you? And he's like, no. I don't know how to do that. Like, you know, what is that all about? And then eventually I took it upon myself to create a platform for South African people and make it completely free and make sure that they can emancipate themselves and they outreach to the entire world and show that South African people and African people, the continent, is capable of so much and we have so much of talent to expose.
You know, it's so impressive. Now, I want to just touch on the 40 million worldwide in just 6 months. I mean, it's very impressive. Did you see this coming when you set up the platform or is, you know, and then what is it that you're also doing that's setting you apart from other platforms that may also claim or kind of be operating with similar agendas? Did you see this coming?
Not at all.
It's a very young company.
Like, I just thought my mom and my sisters and some of my friends would like the page. I didn't expect to have, like, about 150,000 likes in such a short space of time. I mean, I released a video the other day and I have, like, 55,000 views within, like, 3 days. And it's on my personal platform, but it's because I'm so...
Can I send you my video?
Of course.
You can send him any video.
Anything.
He'll make it viral for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh, Africa, if you're listening, I beg you get up. You wake up, eh? This is too much going on, but it's so refreshing. But it's also just from listening and seeing some of these platforms like FYI, it means that it's the truth. That is where people are. And it works. There's no, I mean, you guys just showed and proved just now that it's possible. And in such a short period of time, and in such an industry that's moving, so everything is moving when it comes to, I mean, social media, just the social presence alone.
It's crazy.
Is insane. And every day there's a new thing. And so you have to really keep up with this and make sure that you're winning. Otherwise, you might be selling cakes.
You have to be so careful what you put out there. Your brand could be destroyed with one video or one status. Like, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And your brand can resonate with a video and a status. So it goes either way. You have to be so careful on social media.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about collaborations. Obviously, strategic collaborations are a key element of growth, especially for smaller businesses. Do you guys have any collaborations or did you just start your thing and then it just... Like, are you working with anybody else? Are you collaborating with any?
We're actually a collaboration because when Chris started out, I'm more of creative than I am social per se. So when Chris started out, we decided to partner because we wanted to couple design with obviously the social strategy that Christopher had. So we always promote collaboration per se. which is good, I think, because, I mean, it wouldn't have grown without collaboration. So for us, collaboration is an important aspect of what FYI stands for.
So is it Shiravi?
Shivari.
Shivari. What are you bringing to the table?
So basically, in terms of how the platform works, so basically the operations behind...
And your contribution, whatever it is.
It's mainly just from the creative point of view. So we make sure that our online image is consistent, and whatever brands we bring on board, we're obviously doing the background checks. We're ensuring that the brands we pull are brands that resonate with who we are, what we look like. It's also just ensuring that what we say and what we do from visually, an output of that speaks to what the brand is. So we can't say we are FYI Online and we will guarantee 100,000 followers if we're not pushing that. So, I mean, obviously the content is so...
important.
Yeah, content is just rich. So in essence, mine would be like producing the content for the FYI platform.
And then Chris, what are you bringing?
I just have visions and dreams, eh?
You're just a visionary.
I just have visions and dreams. I'm like, we need to do this today. We need to do that today. We need live video. We need groups. We need a model portal. We need to emancipate this creative. We need to have more direction here. And so far, I've been blessed that God has given me good direction.
I want to just say that, you know, for people who are listening as well, and when we speak, when I ask these questions, I'm sure there's a million people who want to ask the same question. So it's good that we also have these conversations and also just kind of see where you're coming from. Do you have some sort of background when it comes to just working from an IT perspective where you can be able to understand systems? Because anybody could sit down and say, I mean, visionaries are visionaries and we all wake up with dreams and visions. But at the end of the day, if I wake up to decide to start a sort of airline company and I have no clue about aviation and the industry itself, does that... So the reason I'm asking you what you're bringing more than that is to also understand your background, because for you to get into a business like this, I'm sure somebody, one of the collaborators or one of the people involved, surely has to have some sort of background in the IT.
When I first started, I knew nothing about how to build a website, even design a logo, or I knew nothing. Like, I literally, like, I saw this guy in Mabuneng and I said, I want to help him. I enrolled into the University of YouTube and I YouTubed, how do you build a website? I promise
you. No, you're joking, right?
Literally.
When I met Christopher, he was designing on PowerPoint. PowerPoint was his baby.
I used to design on PowerPoint. And then
he'd send me his PowerPoints and be like, look how amazing this is. And I would like cringe inside just a little bit. I'd just be like, what is this?
So the first version, if you looked at the first version of the website, it looked, it's not bad, but everything had... If you had to get to a subsection, you had to follow like five different links to get to like a blog, because I didn't know better. But eventually, after learning myself, the thing is, no one can really pull a fast one on me right now, because I've learned from the ground up.
Yeah.
What?
Every aspect and everything that comes out of FYI.
In the industry that I'm in, I can really appreciate that, because I've, you know, with what I do with makeup and hair, you know, I've also worked from the bottom up. So no one can, don't even tell me stories. Like, I will put you in your place so quickly that you won't even know. So I think it's important when something is your baby that you really have nurtured it like it's your baby.
You know, that's true, but imagining myself sitting on YouTube for hours, I mean, like, trust me, I'm passionate too, but I'm like, gosh, who can we call? I'll literally be on Komotsu's phone. Who can we call to do this affordably? I mean, like, because I'm thinking with all of that time, but that's really passion. And that's also, for me, is it's amazing. The people who are winning and who are moving are not sitting down waiting on John, Pat and Peter to come and help them. They're literally like, listen, I don't have much. I don't have capital, but we're going.
We're going, yeah.
How you can say to me that you met someone in Mabuneng who had a beautiful... I mean, I'm like...
You just inspired me.
Then
to...
you should meet, but you've met me before.
I have, and I need to tell
so
you...
So basically,
this,
but... why isn't he helping you?
No, but I need to tell you what you've inspired me to do. Like, you've also inspired... I mean, the one conversation I remember I had with Liz, we have hours. Like, when she calls me, we have like an hour or two conversation. And the things that come out of our conversations are, you would see it resonate within FYI. She'd be like, don't do this and do that, and you need to do that. And, you know, and she would like, and I would feel like I need to pay her after the consultation.
Pay me. Give me my money.
So, yeah, so.
It's
yeah.
interesting. Edgy, you're here with us. What are some of your thoughts or echoes right now as we speak about Chris starting, getting inspired by someone on the street and then going into YouTube and then like Googling his life away, and like we here we are with FYI Online 40 million users later. I mean, 6 months.
That is like the population of South Africa, literally.
Please share with us, Edgy, so that we can know that you're present and you're also feeling this conversation.
No, It's really preparatory thinking in a sense, because yesterday I had a meeting with a friend of mine who started a website. It's not really a website. It's got online adaptability, but it's also a product that is a wardrobe. It's almost like a wardrobe building product, and it's just about styling people. So listening to Chris, I'm thinking, you know, there are some parallels there. It's really something that the industry is looking at as we go more and more virtual. Hotels are looking at something like that, platforms like this that can style people. A lot of travelers now, they just want to travel light because through social media they can get everything they want at the locations where they are. And listening to Chris, I see these parallels, and it's nice to see that something like this is happening in Africa too. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. Yeah.
Now I want to go back to Chris. When it comes to, obviously, your business is a reflection of the power of social commerce. What sort of criteria do you use to decide who's getting on your platform at this point? Which brands?
I just use passion. Like, honestly, if you have a vision and you are hungry and you feel like, You leave it to me. I will market you. Leave that to me.
Even if I come in with some funny looking things, those things that you kind of look at and you're like,
no,
gosh,
then of course you don't have passion. No. There's no passion there.
You know, those people are passionate too. The guys who have like crooked t-shirts, they're also passionate. They do the best they I think for them, they've done the best they know. How can you knock off their passion? Please, come on.
That's true. Anyway, passion is expression. So
exactly.
That's how
Fashion is expression. You see it in the work. Like, I mean, when I walked into Liz's studio, I mean, come on now, you can see that. You can see it all over. So, I mean, you know someone when they're serious and when they're hungry and they've paid their dues and it's their time to shine, and that's what I give them. If you give me your everything, I'll give you my everything.
So how do you identify them? Because obviously we're living in an Africa full of like billions of creatives. How do you identify them? Do you like sort of have an application system online where people can apply, or do you just spend your time on Google again? Because we are sure you can do that.
Yeah, I'm a master.
You're very sure that happens.
Basically, FYI was an online store, and we used to keep all of the things that you mentioned, but we have evolved into a social network because there are like a couple thousand registered users on our site, and we're creating different portals for bloggers, vloggers, models, designers. And the newest creation that we have is FYI Biz. So FYI Business will basically be a directory of creatives. So it's LinkedIn for creative people, because I felt like, yes, you have the advocates and you have the doctors and you have the professional people that are put on pedestals, you know, rightfully. But what about the creatives? I mean, everything that you see around us is creativity. What if I'm looking for a photographer in Cape Town and I need to do a photo shoot tomorrow? How am I going to get them? Well, you can log into FYI, choose your location and find a photographer. You can check out his portfolio and all of those things. So we've become an online portal and a social network. And What I've done is I've segmented the online shops to designers. So you will have a subdomain, like you will have your own subdomain and all of your stuff will be on there. So how you push it and how you market it and the direction you give me is what you'll get.
You know what I was going to say, and I don't want to sound like a lazy person, but I think what happens sometimes is like that's a very, to me, it's a very crucial opportunity for someone like me who's in business. Mm-hmm. And another thing for me is I operate and I have this perspective around my business as always saying that, you know, whatever platform you get, if you're in really in business and you're an entrepreneur, whatever platform you get, you need to run with it. Because the truth is I can sit down and say, oh, well, I'm already here, here and here. And so I'm cool, which is a bit of ludicrous. I don't know. There's people who say that. They're like, we already have exposure. I'm like, are you mad? So my sort of what I want to throw to you, Chris, and I also want to throw it to Shivari, is when you give a designer that type of opportunity, for example, like give it to Liz, it's beautiful. It sounds amazing. It's good. It's going to push my brand into your network, which I don't have. I mean, until I get on there, I don't have them. But at the end of the day, the minute you say to me, this is just me, that Liz, I'm giving you all the tools, do what you want with it. I'm like, oh God, here we go again. Can they just not finish doing the whole thing for me? So I would rather pay a bit more to say that if I'm on your platform, please don't tell me you left it halfway and now there's some things for me to do. I'm like, listen, I'm giving you everything on that note.
Yeah.
Take it and run with it and just tell me, Liz, I'm taking X percent of sales and here is the, every month we have a report and that's it. Because what happens is we are so busy chasing everything. I'm sure we all, I don't know about the others. And sometimes what happens is it becomes, it, to me, it falls on my to-do list, on my admin list. And sometimes to a far corner of it where I just don't remember to do what I need to do. No, it's a chore. I'm like, I gave you thing. Yeah. I gave FYI this thing and they gave it back to me to finish something. Why can't you just finish it?
So we have different packages. So we do have silver, gold and platinum packages that we are offering to designers. So if you choose a free option, you know, there's some work that you need to put in, into the, as I said, it's passion. So if you're hungry enough, you will do the work. But then if you feel like you're too busy and you need it outsourced, then you choose the package that
and
makes...
And to outsource to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will do everything for you, from uploading all of your images of your collection and pricing and description, marketing it on Facebook, Instagram and all of the other social media handles, as well as FYI Online, and engaging.
And we offer the design side of it as well. So I
have a question now for someone like Morag, who's a makeup artist. How do you just push her visibility, or how do you work with a creative who's not selling a tangible product but is
selling
available?
A service.
Yes, to sell her service and to just
basically she'll be listed on the FYI Buzz section. On the directory, and then if somebody is looking for a makeup artist, they'll be able to look at her portfolio online. They'll be able to see her Facebook, Instagram and all of her social media handles on her page, and they can even book her online.
And music?
FYI Music, we did launch it. It took off, but I feel like it needs an app, and I feel like it needs a subdomain, and
it's
a different ball game. So that we're going to concentrate on next year, February. We planned until, I think we have plans till next year, June. We'd be so busy.
You know what, that's amazing.
I have a question, but I can wait for Shivari to finish.
That was Morag.
It's actually me, Edgy.
Oh, okay.
I'll steal your shine as well.
It's no problem. You know what's amazing? I mean, obviously, I've looked at your website. I know what it is, etc. Yeah. But you just cover so many platforms. Like, if that was me, I would be like, bring the Xanor out. You know what I mean?
Every day, Chris adds a new one. Every day I wake up, I get a message. He's like, wouldn't this be cool? And then I'm just like,
so crazy. Like, what I want to know is, how do you manage that?
So I haven't been sleeping. I haven't been sleeping. Like, I sleep maybe 2-3 hours a day.
Okay.
I just, it's like when you're possessed by something, it's like I can't stop. I just can't stop. I do have Robert that works for FRI Online. He's based in Messina, where I used to be hidden away for a year. And he took a lot of the development side off my shoulders. But there's a lot of admin that needs to be done, and contracts and setting in with the banks and all of those things. And now the banks want to know what we're doing. They want to get so involved with what we're doing because we're pulling in such a large demographic into FYI. And so it is hectic, but you know, you just don't sleep.
Actually, you can go ahead. I know you had something burning.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Chris and Shivari. So for you guys to really be effective, I wanted to find out how, in terms of fulfillment, how is that meeting up with your demands? Because here in the US, and I think in most of the countries, I mean, for social commerce to grow and to really be effective, it has to be met by a commensurate growth in fulfillment, meaning companies that would warehouse and the do your supply chain management, and they can ship and deliver and handle your returns and refunds. How does that work for you guys, being an online platform that also has interest in selling or helping designers sell their goods?
Okay, we've outsourced our courier services to like one of the best, it's Aramex. Mm-hmm. And okay. they offer insurance of like 3,000 rand, and they have like I don't hold back when it comes to collaborating with the best, because I feel like the FOI experience should be an exceptional experience. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't mean because we're from Africa and we come from here, we'll give you something mediocre. We should give you something that's on an international level, and even set and cast our eye on something that's even phenomenal. Why not be a world leader? Mm-hmm. Why not be a trendsetter? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's how we take. It's not in-house, it's outsourced.
So you have no problems in the fulfillment area?
No, not mm-hmm. really.
But I think just to add on to what Edgy is saying, Edgy, what FYI is also doing, or what I understand where they are right now, is still within South Africa. Mm-hmm. So everything when it comes to if there's any shipment involved in anything,
it's international.
Yeah.
Not yet.
And that is very, from a logistic perspective, that is manageable.
Yeah.
From an international perspective, as they continue to grow, they're going to have to plug in. They're going to have to, when you get there, just call me and just bring your money with you, honey. Chris, that's to you and Shivari.
Fulfillment is such a huge component. I mean, companies like eBay and Amazon would be nowhere without fulfillment. So that shows you just how huge it is as a component of social commerce. And for you guys to have that already, it's cool. But I know it's a really big component. And, you know, for African designers to grow as commerce kind of migrates more and more virtual, I mean, you're going to need growth in fulfillment. So it's a big component that we need to develop in Africa too. But I'm happy that you guys have that at least covered for now nationally in South Africa.
And on that note, Chris, again, and Shivari, are you looking to penetrate into the continent? Because you know that as much as globalization is affecting the way that we do business and the way that we play these days, even from a continental perspective, I feel like we shouldn't even be having, when we are in business, we shouldn't even be talking South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria. We should be talking Africa, and then the next stage is the world, finished, yeah. The mm-hmm. rest. So have you guys thought about your penetration into the rest of the continent, or is it just also your step-by-step, baby step?
Well, actually, I had a conversation with Robert maybe 2 months ago. The site is already being globalized, meaning if you in India, it will be translated in your language. So it's very simple. It's just a line of code that takes to make the site global. And in fact, if you look at our Google Analytics, South Africa being our number one country, of course, like 69%, but 11%, the second country is United States.
Then followed by India.
Followed by India.
By India, yeah.
You see, the India fans picked up because one of the bloggers won a competition in India, and he was retweeted by Priyanka Chopra and all of these massive Bollywood stars. And before you know it, we got about 50,000 likes from India. And we were like,
so is that a contribution to the massive growth?
The massive growth.
Yes, who retweets it?
Who retweeted it? And everyone was like, who is this FYI online? Like, everyone in India was probably, who's this? And you'll see a lot of people that's commenting on our stuff is from India.
Now, my question is also, with your FYI online platform, the link to other social networks such as Facebook, which are the big ones, Twitter, Instagram, how does that work? Do you guys, do you have your links on active, and are you making sure you allow users to actually interlink
everything
and
shareable.
Penetrate into there? Okay.
Everything on FYI is shareable to almost every social network.
But also, on that note, I think the channel will decide the content. So if it's Twitter, obviously it's text. If it's Facebook, obviously you'd want a little bit more than that. So I think it's important that the channels you're choosing is content ready. Like, you need to have content for it. You can't say, I need to be on Twitter, if there's no need for it. Because if you're not pushing the content for that, you're doing yourself a disservice.
You mean the 140 characters, or is there something else?
Yeah, 140 characters.
Of text. And Instagram is completely visual. Like, I mean, so you don't need to have a lengthy status on Instagram. It's very, very visual.
And And I think that what happens also, that one of the things that also needs to happen is, especially the fashion businesses here in the continent, people need to educate themselves and understand that. And educate themselves mean, I'm tired of saying you need to be educated. Go educate yourself like Chris, because he went and Googled and YouTubed himself up to where he is. But the truth is, find out and understand that you shouldn't be, for example, putting up a picture on Instagram, which is very visual platform, and then you have the share thing, and now you're sharing it to Twitter as if you think people have time to now click and wait. There's no time to click and wait. So I think what people need to do is also understand each social media platform, just so that we can get the best leverage out of each. Otherwise, what are you doing? Yeah. If you know that Instagram's your biggest sort of platform, focus more on that and continue to build. I think actually that's my two cents. And I'm not the one who's got like 10 million followers, but I'm trying. So don't even worry. But I think what I'm saying has some backbone to it. You know, if you're on Facebook, I call Facebook a village because I kind of find it like a bit of a village. But, you know, and this is no offense. It's just like when I look at my industry, my energy, I always find that Instagram for me is the most, there's just like a very different affair to Facebook. And what I've also realized, as much as I'm saying, advising social media users on how to also focus and understand the different platforms so you leverage and maximize on each for what it is, I find myself doing my Instagram, I focus, I paint it yellow, green, put all the beads on it, and then too lazy and tired to just go to Facebook on its own. So there comes my share. Mm-hmm. Then it arrives on Facebook, and then there is Facebook looking at me like, you crazy woman, we already told you not to do that. That's not good. Then you have your 10 likes and you wonder why you have your 10 likes and you're stuck on 10 for the rest of the month. So I'm just saying that it's just my extra two cents is to also help people pay attention more to which platforms work for you, and then to also try not to share everything all along. It's all different. It's all different platforms.
But also, on that note, your platforms, obviously you draw an audience because of the stuff you're posting on your platform. So, I mean, if you have a large following on Instagram, it would be because of your visuals. But then your Facebook audience may not be the same type of audience. So, I mean, we're sharing content that people are seeing. If Chris shares something from Instagram to Facebook, I'm like, I already saw this on Instagram. Why would I want to see it on Facebook? So, I mean, we're not really planning or strategizing for the content we're sharing. It's sort of just like, I'll share it once and it's fine. Like, the same content.
Because we have to share across every social network, because people need to see it 10 times, you know?
Wow.
And it's the same message.
For our listeners who are tuned in, our lines are open, but we're also on Twitter, which is very good for us. We actually realize that on this show particularly, we really push out tweets because we've realized that there's a lot of conversations that happen for people who are tuned in on the show. And then on the post or on the pre-show, we realize that the visuals actually help on Instagram and Facebook because I don't know what it is, but there you go. So, but you know what? It's so nice for you guys to join us in studio today. It's also very nice, and I think it's very important that we're having this conversation. For those of you who are listening, you're open to, you know, you're welcome to share your thoughts you know, just your echoes like Edgy. And let us know what you're thinking and why, and what we can also, you know, consider as we go through all the changes in this industry and this world and technology and everything. But before we move further, I would love to reintroduce our lovely Morag Stein here, who is going to glam up this show right now with a dose of her makeup and beauty tips and whatever she has cooking today. And for those of you who are listening, I mean, tune in and keep it locked. We hold it down here every Thursday, 2 to 3 Central Africa time, and we love to talk about this because we want to see the industry move ahead. Welcome.
And there we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Liz. So let's just go right into it. The lipstick color of the week is actually called Full Speed Ahead. So I think for all of us sitting in studio today, it's coming to the end of the year and we are moving full speed ahead and, you know, getting on with life and, you know, getting on with social media and everything. It's a MAC Cosmetics color. It's a Sheen Supreme texture, so really creamy on the lips. I mean, you can see the color. It's like locked in. It doesn't move. And then there's things I actually asked Liz before the show. I said, what is in your kitchen? What is kept in your kitchen that can help for stretch marks and cellulite? And she kind of looked at me like, what? Are you crazy? So as you said, Liz, we are cooking and brewing today. So let's just clear up the two body beauty myths, that stretch marks are hereditary and fat creates cellulite. Both of these rumors are completely false. Let me just tell you that, ladies, because you can be super skinny and still have cellulite and stretch marks, obviously. So the truth is that good nutrition is what will keep your skin elastic and firm, and poor nutrition will lead to premature aging. When it comes to stretch marks or cellulite, keep in mind that what happens on the surface of the body is a direct reflection of and breakdown of what is occurring beneath the surface. Contrary to popular belief, skin imperfections like cellulite and stretch marks actually are the sign of a nutrient deficiency. And, you know, after doing some research and that, we all know that collagen is the substance of what gives your skin structural integrity. So, you know, if you're looking at you eating McDonald's every day, well, you know what, you might be 50 pounds, but you're still have cellulite and stretch marks, literally because there's nothing to support your skin's elasticity and, you know, anything for your skin to build up collagen. So to keep your skin soft and supple, avoid pro-inflammatory foods followed by the principle of acid and alkaline. So normally when you have a lot of cellulite or a lot of toxins in your body is very acidic. So you want to complement it with things like alkaline powder, which I think every person should have in their cupboard. I mean, it's excellent for babies.
Where do we get that?
Any health shop, any retail store. It's literally like you can get it at like any retail store, any grocery store.
Sounds like battery powder.
yeah. Well, it is kind of because you need it to keep you going. So, these things, you know, alkaline powder helps boost energy, helps dry and damaged skin, promotes hair and nail growth, and also obviously many other benefits. And then getting back to what you should have in your kitchen is gelatin. Jelly actually helps and rebuilds collagen.
As jelly looks.
Jelly.
You actually think as you have it, you're going to wobble. I mean,
for centuries, it's widely been known that gelatin has many healing powers. Ordinary gelatin, well known to reverse inflammation, soothe joint pain, boost energy, help damaged skin, hair, nails, and many other benefits. And the sad thing is that not many people know that such a stupid, simple thing actually does wonders, you know? And then getting back to the brewing and cooking, what we were also talking about before the show is something like chicken feet and fish heads and fish bones. These things actually contain the highest content of gelatin. So the things that we don't eat, like a chicken bone, or I'm not saying gnaw on your chicken bone or gnaw on the fish head, but you can make things like stews and broths and, you know, and that is pure gelatin that you're eating. So to really rejuvenate, you know, your skin and that. And I've actually got one of my clients who's actually been using pure gelatin for 2 months, and I swear to God her stretch marks are gone. No jokes.
Oh.
it's like a wonder power. So yeah, keep those gelatins in and keep brothing those fish heads
and chicken
feet.
Maybe we need to have chicken feet sausage. Because then you wouldn't know. Oh no, that was Komatsu's idea. That's pushing it, because it means the feet will still be standing there with the clothes looking at you like.
And
the
then
body.
You know, it's obviously something. As you know, I can talk about it for days. I will post everything on my social media platforms, and it's at Morag Stein. That's MoragStein. Thank you.
Anyone for chicken feet? Gelatin.
Not today, thanks.
I think it'd be nice to know what each one. We'll start with you, Edgy. What are you gonna have out of the options that were thrown on the table for? Well, Edgy doesn't have stretch marks.
Maybe chicken bone.
No, no, there was no chicken bone.
Chicken bone. I mean, yeah.
Oh, category. Okay. Chicken and bone. And Chris, what are you having?
I'll have the jelly.
I think the jelly.
The other thing about jelly, like when you've gone into hospital for an operation,
they
give you jelly, because it's got such huge like healing properties.
I just always wondered, like, when I had my surgery, I had so much jelly. I was like, are these guys broke? Like, can we just get the cheesecake?
Is it a cheap form of like?
Anyway, guys, it's so nice to have you. Thank you, Morag, for the glam up. That's some really interesting tips to think about. I thought about seaweed, and she was like, no, not your kitchen. I was like, okay, cool. But let's just leave that there, because that wasn't a part of the menu choice.
No.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so... Before we even wrap up and go straight into who would you want to dress and why, how can our listeners connect with you?
You can go into www.fyionline.co.za and same handle on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and the rest. FYI Online.
And Shivari, maybe you could do a last parting shot on your advice to the African fashion industry, who's obviously on the go and also interested in growth. But some of the things we need to obviously apply in our businesses are some of the conversations we've actually had in here. Do you have any parting shots for Africa, or maybe Chris?
In essence, per se, business-wise, I think it's not always about like just pushing products and services. I think there's a huge demand for people to be more human-centric. So understand your people. Your page doesn't always have to be pushing a product and service. Sometimes it can just be about you, and people will like buy into that lifestyle.
Are you guys telling people to start that again? I mean, we're just trying to stop people from having their selfies. 10 selfies a day is enough.
No,
I'm like,
not like that.
Nobody wants to see your
Nobody
wants
to see the selfies.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on the show. Edgy, thank you for your contribution. We are running straight into the who would you want to dress and why. And we're going to start with Morag today, because she has the brightest lips in the house.
Today, I would actually, you know, in your career, there's certain people that you have a bucket list of who you would love to work with. And the past week that just went by, I had the amazing opportunity to work with Ruda Landmann. She's known for her sort of presenting and reporting on Carte Blanche. She was on the show for 19 years. And I actually felt a bit starstruck when I saw her, which doesn't happen often with me. And what an amazing, amazing woman. So yeah, I would love to dress her today.
Very nice. Edgy, who would you want to dress and why?
I was going to dress me, but I changed my mind.
Edgy.
I want to dress Chris.
Nice one.
Yes.
And why?
I think he could do a double-breasted charcoal peacoat really well with his skinny jeans.
Edgy, you're so predictable.
Like,
we love you. Thank you. And we're going to go to Chris. Who would you want to dress and why?
I think definitely Simon Cowell. He needs a wardrobe change. That black T-shirt with the blue jeans. He got to go. So, yeah, he definitely needs a revamp.
And Shivari, who would you want to dress?
Definitely Lady Gaga.
Why?
Because I just feel like she's very like all over the place in terms of like her image, especially now.
Especially now.
Yeah.
People don't get her anymore. I'm like,
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Where did you go?
I know her designer though, so be careful.
Well, I would want to address, I had an opportunity to join the De Beers Women's Summit in Botswana last week, and I met some of the greatest African women doing amazing things. Now, the one that I want to address today is 91-year-old intellectual slash educator slash diplomat slash politician, Honorable Gausitwe Katie Chiepe, who was the first female cabinet member in Botswana in 1974, having become a specially elected member of parliament. This woman is 91 years old. I'll tell you some of the things. She's at every day walks 4 kilometers every day. I don't even walk 4 kilometers in a week. But I'm just saying. And guess what happened? We actually got on the dance floor and she boogied down and we just broke it down.
Way.
No, I'm so serious. And she walks straight and she looks beautiful. She's 91.
Is she vegan?
And she's, I don't know what she's doing. But
she's
God,
eating jelly.
God bless her. So back to the strong women thing. It's like you said, sometimes you look at the strong women and like, I just want to dress her. Because first of all, I've never dressed a 91, leave alone. I've never dressed her. You're not even 70. I haven't dressed a 91-year-old woman with that sort of energy, that power, that beauty. She's the epitome of a strong, beautiful African woman who's holding it down still at 91 like nothing happened. So I want to dress her. Amazing. Otherwise, yes. Otherwise, for all of our listeners who are tuned in, we'd love to hear from you. If you would love to contribute or if you would love to share some of your thoughts, whatever it is, you know where to find us. We are on www.fashionlabafrica.com and Fashion Lab is on Twitter at Fashion Lab AF. We also go visual. You know, we never actually push out our other handles, but we're on Instagram and everything else as Fashion Lab Africa. Think about your businesses and find ways to be able to apply this social commerce into your businesses because it's going nowhere and the sooner you get a grasp, the better it is it's going to be for you. So let's go big or go home. Peace and love, Africa. Until next week. CliffCentral.com.